to show you, and you always have something to show the next person. So with that being said, I want to wish you adieu, and I will talk to you next month. Much love to those who listen, and I'm out. Next up, keep it real.
Got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like, thank the Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard, and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know, and 2 years later, I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sinning in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs, but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision, cause I'm blazing, hanging in the trenches, praying that I make it. Yes, they're living in the same conditions. That's far-fetching, double-minded, having double standard, double temptation. In my face, my kryptonite is damaged. They say, if you knew better, you would do better. But I know and still live it up and do whatever. My daddy's gone and my mama, she's my backbone. Like every time I fall off, I always go back home. Headed down the road of truth for death up in my rear view. It's time to make a change, the end of days is coming up soon. Raised to be a Christian, but was bred to be a goon. Was taught from the streets, but I never learned from school. Now it's time to pay my dues with my head held high. Cause in reality, we all just living to die. So I'm 10 toes down, trying to steer from my demise. Steadily claiming that I'm cool, but you can see it in my eyes. Hey, as time flies, I think I'm learning from my every move. To make it in this life, you gotta sacrifice and lose. That's the truth. If I'm lying, you can stop me now. I'm standing tall, so you can never ever break me down. God got me, you don't. You a lying, he won't. You a fake and he can't. And that's the friend that I want. You non-believers, I don't get it. You say he's a fraud. Yet every time you get in trouble, you say, oh my God. Would you die for everybody to have a clean slate? Or get beaten until we couldn't recognize your face? Now I don't think so. It's time to wake up and look around, because the devil's trying to take us. I know I'm not perfect, but tell me who is. You couldn't judge me if you wanted. Lead the judging to him. I know I'm going on the whim to get the ignorant to listen. God gave me your word, now it's time to do my mission. I don't get it. Is my pigment such a bad thing? Are we in our last days or a bad dream? This world is contribution so confusing and it's complex. We living just to die, so I'm wondering, am I next? Yeah.
Sing it to him, baby.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 7:01, and next is Keeping It Real. There's a full house, so you might want to stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the All Ages fundraiser and crowdfunding launch for Room to Grow on Wednesday, April 5th at 7 p.m. at the Doug Fir in Portland. Room to Grow will be a film about the lives of middle and high school LGBTQ and allied kids. And the kickoff event will feature music from Matt Albert, John Garcia, and the Bridging Voices Youth Choir. Again, that's Room to Grow, Wednesday, April 5th at 7 p.m. at the Doug Fir, 830 East Burnside Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of People's Sanctuary, Saturday, April 8th at 7 p.m. at the Artist Repertory Theater in Portland. People's Sanctuary features performances by Amenta Abioto, Mike Crenshaw, Solomon Starr, Black Butterfly, Alexis Kennard, and Michelle Strong. Again, that's at People's Sanctuary, Saturday, April 8th at 7 p.m. at the Artist Repertory Theater. 1515 Southwest Morrison Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
The man I wish to pound.
of the street with each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest fills the lungs, heals the pain in my chest. Take 6 quarters out of the pocket and drop it in the box. Hop the 48 off to pay homage. It stops often. I jot my observations, watching citizens walking off of the Joe Metropolitan. Yeah. Proletarians and wayward sons, with old Filipino men speaking in their native tongue.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What's going on, Portland? We are back with another episode of Keeping It Real. It's your boy, Aron.
And Nick Deasy.
Tater Gunna Vida.
What up, man? It's King J.
It's Lil Sage.
And we have a few other people. We got coming back to the show, Mr. Daniel Valdivinos. And we have a bunch of other people here with us in the studio today. We're just here to talk about our lives, everything that happens in North Portland. We have some music to share with you today. We're going to have a lot of good conversations. So to start us off, go ahead. Why don't you tell us what's going on today, Nick Dizzy?
We just brought a bunch of people in to talk. We're going to play some of their music and try to support them on their comment.
Okay. So go ahead. Tell us who's here. What y'all got going?
So it's Tater Gunna Vida here. Today, in Cable 90.7, I brought my cousin in, King J. SoundCloud, King J, you know, he coming up, local artist, Vancouver, Washington. Just, I brought him with me here today to, you know, help him come up on his come up. You know, y'all need to tune in to him, man. He got some crazy stuff coming up.
That's real, man. What's up, man? It's the real King J, man. Y'all can tap in on my SoundCloud at the King J, man. I just been doing this music stuff for not too long, only like a couple months, but I'm starting to build a big fan base, and everyone that I've been showing my music to, they saying they like it, so I'm going to just keep on doing, because this is what I really like to do, so I'm going to just keep on providing and hope one day I'll come up, you know what I'm saying?
So, Mr. Daniel, how you been, man? It's been a while since we seen you.
I'm doing all right, just staying on my hustle, you know.
Okay, what's new with you?
What's new with me, it's I'm on the come up. It's starting to hustle and getting ready for graduation, you know.
That's around the corner, huh?
All day, 2 months away.
Okay, and we got Gabriel on the mic. What's up, Gabriel? How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm all right. Cool.
What's new?
Started some PCC classes.
Okay.
Going to college.
Okay, you're making that leap now, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I see you. And we got little Sage here with us today. He came in personally. We played some of his music last time. Yeah, how you doing?
I've been good, man. You know, I'm just over here trying to rap and stuff, you know, get my music career going. Okay. And for you guys that want to listen to my music, it's little Sage on SoundCloud, you know, check it out. I pretty much just rap about my life and stuff, you know.
Right. Before we get into the music, let's talk a little bit. I don't know how many of you heard about the news. Did y'all hear about that chemical attack that happened in Syria?
No, I didn't.
Man, yeah. So apparently a lot of people around the world are talking about it right now. There was an attack. I'm not sure exactly who attacked the Syrian people, but what we do know is that there was chemical weapons that were used. Many people have died. A man lost 25 members of his family, including his two twin babies.
Man.
You know, you would think we're living in a different time today when you hear things like that. I was caught off guard by that, by that occurrence. It's, you know, something that the United Nations even now has to act on such a thing because, you know, chemical weapons are outlawed, right? How would y'all feel if something like that was to happen out here in Portland?
Man, I don't know. I think that that'd be an outrage, you know, like something crazy. You don't really hear about that stuff happening over here in Vancouver, in Portland, Northwest in general. But, y'all can't really sleep on it because anytime it really could, you know, like we got a lot of stuff, a lot of crazy stuff like we live in right now, man, just with all this new stuff going on, like Donald Trump, you know, we got terrorist attacks in London and all this and that, and I think it's crazy. You just got to watch our backs and be careful and hope it don't happen to us, you know?
Right. It's scary to think about how, how human life has become so cheap, you know, and in the sense, by the way, you know, people get treated, and yeah, I just think that it's sad to see little kids losing their lives because of the outcome of adults not being able to communicate, whether it's between two different countries or even within our own boundaries, right? Within our own cities, you still see kids getting the negative end of a deal, right?
Yeah. Now that Donald Trump is president, you know, anything is possible.
I feel like it's always been like that, though. You know, just not just because one person. I mean, I'm not necessarily hating on any president, but I mean, it's, you can definitely see the changes from, you know, Obama transitioning to Donald Trump. I mean, it's riots in Portland out here, man. I seen the streets. I was out there. They was just riding. They was standing on their cars, man, like going down the street, blocking off the whole roads and everything like that. It was really crazy.
It's crazy, right? And it's interesting that you say that. How old are you?
I'm 19.
19. Man, this is stuff that was happening in the 60s.
I know.
And we're right back at it again now in this lifetime. So y'all are seeing history happen in front of you.
Yeah, we're repeating it, man. It's not good. You know, I think we're supposed to be like a new generation, younger generation. We're supposed to be the next thing. And I feel like a lot of us are kind of like either staying in the same lane or even going back, you know. Right. It's more hate, and you don't hear about love like what we need to, so.
Right. What about y'all? Anybody else want to share their perspective? Daniel, it looked like you got some stuff you want to say.
Yeah, I don't know how to start. It just sucks how the past generations, how the laws of the white rich man have gone through so long because of how much money they have and how money talks. And it sucks how they can manipulate the system by being able to use the word insurgents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're calling somebody an insurgent when in the United States we don't know what that is. So they're basically manipulating the system in the way that they're talking about somebody that we know, but yet we don't know because they're giving a different caption. So then at the end of the day, we're going to say we don't care because we don't know what an insurgent is. But until you find out what an insurgent is, then you actually don't care because it's another human being that they're categorizing for something they didn't even do.
Right. And the fact that something so big happened and we still don't know much about it here tells you how much, we're just distracted, you know, I think, in a way.
Yeah, and then in every different parts of the world, you get the news about what's going on nowadays, but you got different captions added to it because one little word can change the whole definition of what you're trying to get through to somebody else. And if you don't understand that same word and somebody switches it up, then you're not going to get the same meaning.
Right, definitely. You know, we just need to get back to the basics, right? We're human at the end of the day. We speak the same language. That's humanity. So I hope, you know, I pray for those people who lost their loved ones, and I hope everybody finds peace. But now let's get back into y'all and y'all journeys, man. I'm excited. We got a few tracks going on today. You know, we got a track from Keontae and remind me of your name one more time.
King J. I'm not going to have nothing on today.
Okay.
Maybe another time because I had to get it edited and stuff. So
yeah,
it wasn't right for the air. But yeah, y'all can always go check me out on my SoundCloud, you know. So.
Yeah, definitely. We got you. Next episode, we'll play your music.
Yeah, next week I'll write something.
Yeah. So Keontae got us a track, and then we got two from Little Sage. So we're going to go ahead and start with Keontae's track. And the track was called Life of a Tar, right? Of a Tay.
Life of a Tay.
Life of Tay. Okay. So we're going to go ahead and play you that.
Make sure y'all tune in. Yeah, it's Tay D.
What up, man? It's King J, man. Follow me on Insta, SoundCloud. From the 360.
Yeah. Check it. I do it from my mama. I do it from my hood. Yeah, my cousin out here, man. Yeah, we really good.
We good.
I do it from my mama. I do it from my hood. Yeah, my cousin out here, man. Yeah, we really good.
Straight.
I'm trying to take a flick behind the mic.
I grew
up on the streets, man. It really wasn't right. I've been to prison, been to juvie, but yes, it was my life. 18 years, no father figure. Look at what am I? Yeah, I'm a thug in the streets.
selling dope, rolling tree. 366 days behind concrete. Was a dream that I never wanted to believe. Now I'm out here trapping, yeah, now I'm gonna achieve. Now I'm on the struggle, no roof, no food. I'm struggling for a living. Where my cutties at, they missing. Thought I had my mommy, but my mommy started missing. And I thought I had my daddy, but my daddy's out the picture for my limits. Solo dolo, yeah, I ride. I've only had myself since existence, I've tried. Now my father, yeah, it was a daily struggle. Be the next day's meal really made it crumble. I do it for my mama, do it for my hood. Yeah, my cousin out here, man, yeah, we really good. I do it for my mama, I do it for my hood. Yeah, my cousin out here, man, yeah, we really good. I feel the after me, mama, and I ain't do nothing wrong. I may be the next victim, my skin is black, I don't belong. I ain't got no pistol, I ain't hesitate, I ain't running. Cops are killing black innocents, since when do cops judge them? Patterson is young innocent, man being killed. Shout out to the cops who died, you'll see how we feel. The start of the war, that's never gonna be ended. Ever since Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, we standing up defended. Rest in peace to my bros, heaven's getting an angel. Last they can watch over their families in all angles. Sad to see them go, but it's hard to believe. It could be me, King J, walking down the street. No matter where you go, cause you can't get away. I keep my heart with Jesus Christ, I know he keeps me safe. When I'm with my mother, yeah, I know she here to stay. I know she here to stay, God, I know she here to stay. I know how it feels, I grew up without my father figure. So all this pain in my system has been reluctant. Bad enough to see all these single families saddened. Had a disability, so why is it getting targeted? It brings tears to my eyes, cause these boys are one of us. Families are left nothing but a body full of dust. But what's it a promise if I know nobody's honest? Mama always said that her son is made of rock. Now mama always said that her son is made of rock. So what's gonna stop these cops rumbling through my block? I'm pissed off because we should all be the same. All these killings, man, Donald Trump is the one to blame. I'm about to pack up all my stuff and dig far away. So dear God, I need you in my life for praise. I'm not trying to die cause you only live once. I wanna have a family, live my life and have fun. I don't wanna worry about a cop drawing out his gun. Cause kaboom, drop to the ground, my mother could be gone. I told him I'm not done with life, my life is just beginning. 19 years old, I'm just living life, I'm living. I do it for my mama, I do it for my hood. Yeah, my cousins out here, man, yeah, we really good. I do it for my mama, I do it for my hood. Yeah, my cousins out here, man, yeah, we really good. I do it for my mama, I do it for my hood. Yeah, I'm really out here, man, yeah, I'm really good. Do it for my mama, I do it for my hood. Yeah, I'm really out here, man, yeah, I'm really good.
Gang, gang.
Check, yeah. I do it for my mama, I do it for my hood. Yeah, I'm really out here, man, yeah, I'm really good. I do it for my mama.
There you go, Portland. You heard it first from Keeping It Real.
Man. Shout out my boy, Tady Gunna, V-Dub, Keontae, man. It's my cousin, man. We've been working together.
So, Keontae, we heard a lot of themes in this track. You know, you talked about feeling the victim in the streets, right? Police harassment. What does that look like for you?
What it looks like for me is, you know, like, you know, black people just being out in the community, you know, like, you know, how cops see it. As people being black, you know, they always think of it as, oh, he's black, he's doing something wrong, this and that. But that's not always the case, you know. Like, there's black people out here that want to make a change. Maybe they've been down the path that I've been down. You know, they may want to change their life. They may want to follow the right footsteps now.
Right, and it's like it's one of those things where just because you made one bad decision in your life, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. Right. But there is constant harassment, I think, when it comes to not just the black population, although that's the one we see most, but you have your Latino population, you have your Asian population. A lot of the minorities here go through that,
right
in the United States. And you know, I think that it takes a lot for somebody young like you who've seen that side of it to come out to create something positive like music. And to share your experience, right? Because I'm sure there's a lot of youngsters out there who relate to you.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, and you also brought a lot of political stuff in your music too. So yeah. I thought that was real fresh. Tell me a little bit about how you relate to, you know, Trayvon Martin and you know, all the other young brothers who were shot down in the streets.
How I relate to them is because, like, you know, like, I know, like, I could see the position that they were in. You know, like, to this day, I think that they were innocent. But, you know, everybody, they have their side of the story. But it's not always going to be true. It's not always going to be false.
Right.
You know, it's kind of a toss-up.
Yeah, yeah. What motivated you to write this song?
What motivated me is that, because I had written this song when I was recently incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it came to heart. You know, one day I was just chilling back with one of my homies, Mikey Slim. I was chilling back in a seat, chilling with him, and then he's like, dude, look at the TV. I look at the TV, and then, like, all those killings, those Black Lives Matter killings and all that, like, those just start popping up on the TV one day. And I remember it was, like, three months before I was released, and I was like, damn, I'm gonna make a track to this.
Right, right. Walk me through the process of making a track for you, and I know you shouted out your cousin a few times, right? What's your process?
Well, I mean, you know, as me and him being cousins together, you know, me and King J, you know, we're trying to make the dream come true as being local artists from V-Dub, you know, mm-hmm. trying to come up and show people that to bring our city up.
Right, Vancouver, right?
Yeah, right. And we just, you know, mainly it just takes time, you know, it takes encouragement.
Right.
Push each other to the max. And
okay, let me check in with you real quick, King J. Tell me a little bit about your story.
But just like, I don't know, I like I said earlier, I really like doing this, you know, like, I feel like I can't see myself doing anything else, like a 9-to-5, you know, mm-hmm. just the average. And I'm not hating on that, because everybody got to get it how they live. But
right.
I just, writing songs and tracks and doing all this, it's not something that you just, like, I guess it's not something you decide to do. You could say that, but you, like, for me anyways, it's not, you know, I'm really, like, serious about it. I take my time and do it. Like, when I go and write a song, I can't just write it in a day. I mean, I know some rappers that could write their whole songs in a day, but for me, I mean, I really, like, take time. It's almost like school. Like, I'm studying. Like, I go online, I'm studying other rappers and seeing what they do and how I can be a little different, you know. And when I'm writing a song, I play the beat back hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times and listen to myself, and I just keep, like, rapping it until I really feel like it's what I want to put out there, you know, so.
Okay. Who's your favorite artist out there today?
Man, I got a couple. I can't really say favorite because, like, next week I'll be like, oh, yeah. But
right, right.
One of my definitely top three had to be Chance the Rapper. Chance. Like, you know, he, that's where I get my inspiration from. I really do. Like, I wish I could get on a track with him. Nipsey Hussle, too.
Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, I don't know. Shout out to Nipsey, you know, and just to what he does. You know, he's humble, really. Like, yeah, he's from a gang or whatever, but, you know, he just raps about the real, you know, just the come up.
Right.
And that's what. Let me tell y'all, man, Nipsey Hussle, man, when I was younger, man, I used to listen to that all the time, and that's really where, like, I started getting my money up and started working and, like, just motivated me to go out there and get it, you know, instead of just not doing nothing. So
he inspired you, you would say, right?
Yeah, and definitely had a big impact on my life, yeah, right. Real talk.
And now you're at a position now where you could go ahead and, you know, start inspiring others, right?
Yeah, I hope so, man. That's what I'm really trying to do, you know. I got a lot of different genres for my music. You could say, like, I got some drill stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And then on the other hand, like, I got, you know, just some, like, real life about me, you know, and just talk about what I've been through and what I've seen in my life and through my family. And I can switch it up, you know, and I'm just trying to keep it real with everyone, you know, and let them know that this is what it is. And
yeah, I appreciate
me coming from, like, a small, you know, Vancouver, mm-hmm. you know, like, I feel like I'm on the path to success, and I feel like I just always had this feeling like I know I'm gonna make it, you know.
Right.
I just know. There's this big, strong feeling pulling me towards it, just telling me to keep on going. So I hope anyone out there, you know, who's trying to, you know, who's got a dream, I hope they really push through and follow it and just keep on going, man, because you will make it, and I promise that. You just gotta keep on doing it.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you do. That. How can we find you?
You can find me on, like I said, on SoundCloud. I got it spelled weird, but it's like The King is one word and J is the other word, you know, and all capital first letters, the T, K, and J.
I'm on Twitter too. I can't really remember. Let me see. King J the Rapper.
Okay.
You know, like Chance the Rapper. That's where I got that from. I'm telling you,
it's inspiration.
For real. King J the Rapper on Twitter, man.
Okay.
I just made an Instagram too for my artist page. I think it's the King J. Just pretty, or it's just King J put together.
Okay.
Capital K, capital J, King J.
Okay. Appreciate that, man.
Yeah. I also got a artist page on Facebook. I made like a business page.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you can't add. Yeah, you can't like add as a friend, but you can find me on there. It's just King J space King space J.
Okay.
You know, find me on there or on Facebook as my regular Facebook, Young King.
Okay.
I don't know if I should throw that out there, but yeah.
You can find me on Instagram, Tata Gunna Vida. You can find me on Snapchat, Keontae's Fly, KEONTESFLY. And you can also find me on Facebook, Keontae Leon, KEONTELEON.
Okay. Thank you. We appreciate y'all. Coming up next, we got a few tracks from my guy, Little Sage. So, Little Sage, why don't you go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I mean, like these other fellas, you know, just out here trying to grind it up, you know, mm-hmm. get into my rap career. I mean, when I was little, I grew up off Michael Jackson, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I was keeping it Thriller.
Yeah, Thriller.
But, yeah, at first, you know, I wanted to sing and stuff, but I don't know. I didn't really have the voice to it. So I was like, man, like, I could put these rhymes together, but it ain't really, you know, this ain't for me. I don't got the voice for it, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I started listening to Tupac and stuff from my uncle, played it around a couple of times, and I was like, you know, I like this song because, you know, it relates to me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, things that I've been through and stuff, you know? Like, I could really feel it, you know? And, like, yeah, I just started listening. I grew up just listening to Tupac and over, and then, like, I just decided, you know, I want to be a rapper, you know? Okay. So I just started doing a couple of tracks, you know? People always told me, like, they're going to take me to the studio and stuff. Kind of never took me. So, like, I had to do it on my own, pretty much.
Right.
Had to get my grind up, you know, just take myself, you know? But now I got my mentor who takes me every once in a while, you know,
okay.
when I'm ready. Just get some stuff knocked out when I'm ready.
Yeah, so they gave you some help, showed you how to do some things, taught you some skills, and now you're using that. And you're creating some tracks, right?
Yeah.
That's good. We got a few tracks from Little Sage today. We got Lost My Faith. So we're going to go ahead and cue that up for you. Once again, it's Little Sage.
Yep.
Lost My Faith.
Woke up in the morning, it's a rainy day. Got a call from my boy, it was kinda strange. Told me look at the news, man, it killed my day. Couldn't believe it, my brother has passed away. As I look up at the sky, man, it got dark. I was trying to find a light with a cold heart. All I heard was sirens and crashing cars. My body turned numb, it was really hard. I was trying to fight it, but it wouldn't go away. Man, I started crying, felt like I was losing faith. My face was all wet, like if I was in the rain. My body started shaking, like if I was getting tased. I was so lost, felt like I was in a maze. Nowadays I look, everybody trying to bang. But don't understand the pain of being stuck, man. Thinking it's about killing and fighting, geez. Knows about that hustle and how you get that money. Cause people like us grew up with nothing. Just a couple youngins tagging on the wall. Grew up to be felons, now we busting at them all. Man, it gets tiring running from the law. It's hard to get back up when all you do is fall. It's hard to get back up when all you do is fall. It's hard to get back up when all you do is fall. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. At the end of the day, you were still down. It's hard to say that you're gone now, but at the end of the day, you're in a better place. Now you shall rest in peace. This goes to all my brodies in prison. Don't give up, man, just keep on giving. If a sucker tries, you will let him know that you are not the show. And say, oh, niggas just doesn't know how it feels like to lose hope. When I fell into a melting pot, I was just waiting to rot. It's a struggle to get back on your feet. You lost all your habits of trying to eat. You fell on your knees about 1,000 times. Now death has taken your life. Shootings after shootings, murders after murders. Out here in the street, that's all you ever heard of. Shootings after shootings, murders after murders. Out here in the streets, that's all you ever heard of. Busting caps at anybody that walks by. Cause he's wearing red doesn't mean he has to die. Look into the family's eyes, man, they're already crying. Look into the family's eyes, man, they're already crying. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. Mama, I'm sorry for my bad decisions. I just wish that my brother was here to listen. Cause when I found out that he passed away, I guess you could say I lost my faith. This goes out to Tony Hernandez. R.I.P. bro, long live.
Lost My Faith by Lil Sage. Well, that song, I'm messing with it, bro. That goes hard. We've been listening to that. We've been played that a few times.
Yeah.
What inspired you to really write this and put all your struggle out there like that?
I mean, honestly, man, like, you know, just me, you know, just a young kid just growing up, you know, out on the block and stuff, just trying to get some stuff out there because there's a lot of people, you know, who I've been around that had lost their life or end up in prison, you know, and like this song was mainly made for my brother that passed away, you know, Tony Hernandez. And yeah, that moment, you know, I'm just like, man, like life is short, you know, it's, you got to live your life while you still have it, you know, just I'm just trying to get out there, you know, show all these other kids that they're not alone, you know, like there's other people there that's living the same struggle, that's still trying to, you know, but we can actually do something, you know, we can actually get out, you know, whatever hobby you got, you know, you can make it big, whatever it is, playing Nintendo, you know, get it out there. You can get famous off Nintendo, all this social media, you know, you get out there.
Get famous off of Xbox Live.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Play some Call of Duty.
was this your first track you ever wrote?
This is more like my third track, you know, but yeah, this is like the one that really stand out to me a lot because, you know, like, as I said in the song, you know, started as, you know, tagging on the walls, you know, and now we grew up, you know, getting felony charges out here. So like, it's hard out here, you know, like I remember just rolling around playing, tagging How to Go Sink and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And now, like, just it's hard growing up in the system and stuff, trying to get out, pretty much.
So, Little Sage, I know you talked about a few themes in your song, right? You talked about some of the bad decisions you made as a youngster.
Yeah.
You know, you lost your brother, God rest his soul, Tony Hernandez, rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you talk about losing your faith. You talk about prison and shootings and color wars, right?
Yeah.
What made you decide to change that? Because the person that I see on a day-to-day basis is somebody who comes, you know what I'm saying, on time, who works hard, who's trying to make something out of themselves, right?
Yeah.
I would have never known that you've been through all of that by just looking at you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what made that flip? Like, what made you decide to switch?
Honestly, man, like, after all the stuff, you know, that I've been through in life, like, I honestly felt like I wouldn't be able to be up here, you know, speaking about rapping, because I wouldn't be able to have to talk about music or rap stuff that if I didn't go through what I've been through, you know. And honestly, all the stuff that I've been through, like, it's been horrible, you know, as a kid, you know, since 9 years old, since how I am right now. Like, I've been through a lot of stuff that, you know, ain't pretty at all, you know. I didn't see a lot of things that I wish I have never seen at the age. But just to get my life together, you know, go to school and graduate, like, I feel proud of doing that. First, I was doing it for probation. But right now, I'm seeing it as, like, I'm trying to make it out here, you know. Like, I want to graduate. I want to be able to go to my mom, you know, say, like, hey, like, I got my degree, you know. I'm making it, you know.
What's your favorite bar in this song?
My favorite bar? I think my favorite one would be the part when I said, just because he walks by wearing red, you know, doesn't mean he has to die. Yeah. I like that bar because, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are getting killed over colors, getting killed over hoods and blocks, you know, just streets. Like, most of them don't even live in that street, and they're getting killed because they're repping it. Yeah. People getting killed over bandanas and all that stuff, you know. Like, I've been through it, you know. I never banged. I never done none of that. You know, I've been through a lot of struggles like that, you know, where people criticize me as being one of those, and I had to take it the way I had to go through, you know. But I just want, you know, I just honestly want people to see people as people, not over color, not over what set they're from, to see them as, hey, that's another brother, you know.
It's individuals, right? Human being, humanity.
Yeah.
The same thing that goes to the whole, in the bigger picture, the whole world, right? Fellas, I'm sure y'all could relate, right? Do y'all have anything to share about that whole color war?
Yeah, I remember growing up, you know, like, from coming out here in Vancouver, you know, like, going to school and stuff, you know, people would talk trash, talking about, oh, he's all dipped in red, he's a blood, oh, he's all dipped in blue, he's a Crip, you know, like, it didn't matter about that. We're all family, we're all brothers, we're all sisters. That's how I see it as, you know. I don't treat a different person the way I wouldn't like to be treated, you know. I want to be treated with respect, just as everybody else does.
Right, right. What about you? Do you got something to share about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's point blank clear. Is you may not like somebody, or you may not like what they're wearing or where they live, but you got to respect them as a human so they can respect you back.
Right.
But we also got to look at it as we're set up in this society for failure, because it's piercing the school pipelines. Mm-hmm. We're all a number. When we go to school, they give us a number to punch in for lunch. When you get locked up in the system, you're just a number. So it's like we gotta learn how to define where the system's trying to mess us over and break that system, because the Browns and Blacks unite, bro. We unstoppable.
Right, right. And the thing is, too, you know, a lot of you have more commonalities than differences, right? I know. Growing up, a lot of you know I grew up in Seattle. I grew up in White Center in Seattle. It was an impoverished neighborhood. We weren't claimed by the city of Seattle or the city of Berrien. We were an unincorporated area, which means we didn't get the services and everything that all the rest of the city did. Lots of gang violence. In my high school years, I lost a lot of friends over gang violence. Personally, I wasn't in a gang. I was into sports. But I understood that it was a way of life for many, you know. And, you know, whether it was through protection or just that camaraderie that came with it, that the family feeling, because a lot of kids ain't had families at home, right? So with that being said, you know, you respect it, you understand it, but at the same time, it's a cycle. Violence is a cycle, right? When so much bad things happen to you because of a system that you live in, whether it's due to your color or economic status, or just things that life throws your way, right? And, you know, you just get beat down so much by these things that you have all this anger built, and you go and you take that anger out on the next brother because they're wearing a different color. Well, it's a cycle, so now they gotta get back at you. And at the end of the day, nobody wins, right? We end up with lost brothers and sisters and cousins and parents, right? So, in y'all opinion, how do you break these cycles?
Well, breaking the cycle is, for us men, it's hard to swallow our pride, but we gotta learn how to
turn our responsibilities into priorities. Because once we reach a certain age, it ain't no game no more. Because once you're locked up, everybody's going to forget about you. As much as you don't like that, you're going to have to accept that. And it's either you're going to be a living body that's giving out knowledge and giving out wisdom to somebody and being able to be out here in the streets and help people out, or you're just going to be that body that feels like you're rotting inside when you're locked away.
Right.
Yeah, I remember last time I was here, I talked to Keontae about when he was locked up and asked him, when he was locked up, any of your bros put money on your books, they hit you up, they really ride for you. Like, I'm not sure if any of y'all was locked up, but if y'all was any of y'all bros really putting money on your books or getting at you or taking care of your moms, making sure she was safe?
No.
Nah, man.
And how many of them said that they was going to?
A lot of them said that. A lot of them ain't followed through.
It's sick. I know, I talked to someone else who was locked up, and he said nobody wrote for him. When he got out, they was all there trying to say that they was there for him, but when you're really locked up, no one's there for you. So, I mean, I got a little bro that's locked up right now, and it sucked because it's like all the people that he was out here doing his thing with, they not doing nothing but still on the corner doing they dirt, you know? They not out there trying to see when he's coming home or putting money on his books or hitting him up, you feel me? They not going to his court.
We just gotta realize that the world don't stop running even when we're gone. So it's like we gotta accept the fact that people still gonna be living their lives when we're gone. So it's all there is to it. It's life.
Yeah, like you could put in all that work for that game, but when you die, is they really gonna talk about that? Or is they gonna talk about you standing up for the world? Like,
there's a difference between just being in the game because you had to, and there's a difference between having to do it because you had to. Some of us had to grow up with no father figure around, so that was our family. There's our loyalty that still stands there. Yeah, we may not be repping our set all the time, 24/7, but our loyalty is still there. But now we understand that it's all about the money. It's not just about going out and causing trouble.
Yeah, I get you on that, but at the end of the day, bro, all that goes with itself. But if you put it in work for a gang, who's really going to remember that in 30, 40 years, you feel me? People's going to remember what Rosa Parks did. They still talk about that, what she did. Like, people's gonna realize what you do for the world, not what you do for your set.
Just cause we hood doesn't mean we ain't no good either.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see it like this, man. Like, when you locked up, everybody in there waiting for their time. Everybody in there waiting to get out, looking at the clock like, man, when is the day I get out? When is the day I got court? Am I gonna get out this day or that day? You know, everybody waiting for the time to get out. But time doesn't wait for you. You know, time keeps going. People keep going. People go on with their lives trying to make something happen, you know? Either if it's the right way or the bad way, you know? But you're waiting for time to get out. Like, people should realize, you know, like, when you're in there, think about what you're going to do once you're out. Think about what you're going to change and who you're going to be around. Because there's people who are locked up that I was around that said, like, oh, when I get out, I'm going to go with my brodies and stuff. Like, man, your brodies is the reason why you're in here, right? Like, hanging with your brodies got you in this position. Like, you need to face the fact, like, man, your brodies ain't brodies. You gotta do this by yourself, you know? Like, they ain't in here spending your time. They ain't in here giving you no money, no books, no nothing to even think about you. They're saying free the homie, but, like, honestly, which one of them is really down to ride with you, you know? When it comes out to the fullest.
Yeah, and I can sort of relate to what you guys are saying. You know, like, when I was booked, you know, I was thinking every day, oh, when am I gonna go home? You know, I'd get phone calls here and there. Not many letters came through, though, I'll tell you that, and not many people came to see me. You know, the people that said that they were gonna ride for me, they went ghost on me 2 months later, you know. And the sad thing about it is that, you know, like, with me, like, when I say something, I actually mean it. Like, so if I say I'm going to ride for you. Like, I'm somebody that you can count on. And the reason why you can count on me so much is because I have heart for everybody. I care about everybody. And, like, that's what makes myself proud about being myself, is that, like, I care about everybody. It's not just one person.
All right. So, Portland, I want you to understand one thing right now. I have youngsters out here from different parts of town. We got people from Vancouver. You know what I'm saying? We got
Northeast.
We got Northeast. We got Southeast.
Hey, man, we straight out the North in here, bro.
We got the North. I'm talking about, we have people from all over the place. And we have one thing in common here. We all are having this deep conversation. And they are all young. people with a lot of potential who have a lot to offer. You know, they all come from different walks in life. They all, you know what I'm saying, face their own challenges. But at the end of the day, they all decided to change their lives. They all decided that they're going to do something for themselves, something to improve their conditions, to change their livelihoods. Now, you know, Little Sage, you talked a lot about, you know what I'm saying, understanding the fact that, okay, while you're serving your time, you're waiting to get out. And as soon as you get out, you're back to that same circle, the same crew that you used to run with.
Mm-hmm.
They might not have the best interest out there for you, but y'all share that camaraderie, right? As Daniel, you said, that's your family now, right? One thing is, a lot of kids grow without father figures.
Yeah, that's true.
Without nobody to protect them, without nobody to tell them right from wrong. And so they end up creating that family, right? You have to fill that void somehow. And therefore, you got your family there now. And at the same time, when you're in prison, you miss them because they're family to you, right? You don't think of them as a gang or as a group that you're just representing. You think of them as your brothers, right? That's what y'all call each other. That's my brother. That's my blood, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's the hard part, is finding that balance to where when you come out, you're like, cool, I'm going to do me. I'm going to focus on my success because they're your family and you still want to go back and see them and laugh and have those memories together, right?
Yeah, but to add on to that is you got to distinguish which big homies you want to look up.
Right,
my
right.
Fault.
I don't know. You got to keep.
But yeah, it's you got to learn which people to keep in life and which people to cut off.
Right, and that's life, right? That's life in general, and it doesn't even have to be in the hood. Like when you go to work, you're gonna have to find that person you click with, that mentor figure, right? When you're at school, you're going to have to find that one teacher that you click with. Because even though you're going to come across many people, that one person will show you the footsteps to follow, right?
Yes, sir.
And that person can lead you to the right path or the wrong path. But at the end of the day,
that's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to fit in, you know. And what I had to learn over the course of time is be yourself. That's really all you can do, you know. You just got to be yourself, because a lot of people think it's cool, like, they see a cool crowd and they're like, oh, they cool, so I need to fit in with them and be cool, you know. But you really just need to be yourself. That's why all these young cats, man, it's just older people still ain't learning, you know. That's why they going to jail and they going to prison and they missing out on life, what's real, you know. So
right, and mistakes happen, right? That's a learning block right there. You make a mistake,
mm-hmm.
you learn from it, right?
Some people.
And some people learn from it, and some might have to take a little bit, you know, it might take a little more than, we all have different learning styles, as they say in the professional teaching world, right?
Yeah.
So let's cue up Little Sage's next song. So we already played a track that was called Lost My Faith, and now we're playing Looking for Peace.
Looking for peace, but how can I find it in this heat? Gangs, drive-bys, killings up in the street. Even police has no reason to speak. African Americans dying off every week. The last thing we need is a dummy running these streets. Trying to build a wall, talking about some American dream. I came from a place where families barely had anything to eat. Couldn't afford beds, so we made it out of sheets. At the time, I was about to die for a hood. sky. Thought to myself, why? Why would I die for something that ain't mine? I'm just a little nigga trying to become something big in life. Growing up with no father figure was hard. At least I had a mother that raised me from the start.
Turn on the mic on.
They really tried, and they still kept trying.
Yeah, that break was live. It's all good. We're having a real conversation.
Welcome back, Portland. This was Little Sage once again.
Shout out, Little Sage, man.
Shout out to Little Sage. So, you know, over the break, we was talking a little bit, and, you know, King J had a little bit to say. He basically started talking about finding yourself, right? That's a huge theme in a youngster's life. I'm sure you could all relate to that coming up, right? What did it take for you to find yourself? And we're going to start with you, King J.
Oh, man, what did it take for me to find myself, man? I don't know. I guess, yeah, I actually do know, man. When I was younger, I used to go to juvie a lot. You know, I used to be in and out. At the time, I didn't really think it was a whole lot. I didn't think it was serious, you know, because I was just, I was like a younger, immature kid. And I had, like, all the homies would be locked up, too, so I wouldn't really care, you know. But what really changed me, man, was this one time I was there, and I was, like, one more felony, juvenile felony away from, like, getting sent up to prison, you know. And I know that's not even a big deal. I mean, it kind of is, though, but it's sometimes not really that big, but... You know, because I know a lot of people have been sent up, you know, but I was like one juvenile felony away from getting sent up to prison. And like that right there, like knowing that I could be moved away from my comfort zone, my family and my friends, that really like stopped me from doing what I was doing. I mean, I can't say it completely stopped me because when I was younger, you know, but I just didn't do no more like felony related crimes, you right. know, and I didn't like the thought of being away and all that, you know, and it could roll over to my adult life record, and you know, I just didn't really want that. And a lot of people who know me now, you know, they know that I try to in a way teach, or you could say mentor, but I don't even know if I have the right saying that, being as young as I am, but I still try, you know. And
yeah, you could never be too young, I think. Yeah, honestly,
I already seen it, you know. I'm one of those people that grew up fairly younger, mm-hmm. like when I was 15. So that's where I learned from. So I'm just hoping I could like teach and guide the other people that I could see going down my path that was doing the same thing, you know, and trying to influence them in a better way. Because we all getting influenced, and most of it is a bad influence.
Right, and it's like whatever the world feeds you, that's what you put out, right? The mm-hmm. energy that you get is what you're gonna put back out. I got my man Gabriel on the mic, and I know that Gabriel was also somebody who, you know, came to us, and he was, who was it that was trying to make you do the high school program?
Oh, that was basically everybody at POIC.
Okay, and what did you decide to do instead?
Well, I mean, that was a plan that I had in like, the workings ever since I was a freshman.
Uh-huh.
So, as a freshman, I started out at Jeff. And I picked Jeff because I heard about their program that they said if you do really well in your first 2 years, your first two years, you get to go on in your last 2 years and go get college credits.
Mm.
I was like, I'm trying to get ahead. This is what I want. I started going there. It was not easy. Like, I was like one of three white kids.
Right.
In the entire freshman class.
Yeah.
One of three.
So now you are the minority in the
world. And I'm not even really white. I'm Mexican.
Okay. And so then what ended up happening? What?
So for the longest time, like, I was going in and out of different foster homes. Uh-huh. I was dealing with a lot of home issues. So I didn't really care about school. So I skipped a lot. And I didn't do what I was supposed to. And if I could tell myself from right now back then, I'd probably slap myself silly. Like, just
right.
get it together.
Right, and I mean, and at the same time, like, you got to give yourself some credit too, right?
Right.
I mean, given your circumstances and your situation, you still found your way back, right?
Right. And I can definitely relate to the wanting to fit in, because I did. But at the same time, I also had, like, a lot of, I don't know, like, the word to describe it, but, like, I don't know, almost like self-preservation. Like, I didn't want to change who I was to have friends. Because right. I didn't want to have fake friends. Because I'd seen the results of that. I'd seen fights break out all over Jeff because people throw in shade.
Right.
So I was like, I don't want no part of that.
And it was like a growth experience for you.
Right.
And so, and what, like, are you doing now?
See, I had heard about the program I'm in now a long time ago, in mm-hmm. freshman year, the Yes to College program. They give you GED classes at PCC. And then if you attend and you do what you're supposed to do the whole time, they pay for 2 years of college and all your books.
That's nice. That's nice. So you're well on your way. How are you feeling about that right now?
I'm excited.
That's good, man. I'm glad.
Because, like, everyone always talked about how they wanted to make money.
Right.
And it didn't matter what you had to do to make that money, which is when I started learning about gangs and stuff mm-hmm. and people selling drugs and stuff. And I was like, I mean, I can't say that I didn't, but I stopped after a while because right. I was like, I don't want to get caught up.
Right. So, hey, thank you for sharing that with us. Once again, this is Gabriel. So what I'd like to do is take a quick second. You, Gabriel, you just talked about the idea of going back in time and telling yourself your younger you, giving your younger you some advice. So I'm going to give all of y'all a quick chance before we end the show today. I'd like you all to think about, what would you say to the younger you? Let's say, what, 5 years ago? Is that a good time, you think? Let's start with you. So go ahead.
So what was it?
What advice would you give yourself 5 years ago?
If I was to give myself advice 5 years ago, it'd probably be like, you know, think about your future, because now I'm looking back on my future like, damn, man, you were stupid when you were younger. Like, even my mama told me, she told me growing up, you know, you're gonna turn out bad, you're gonna turn down the wrong path. And
right. So you tell yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. King J?
Yeah, once again, this is King J, just for the outro, you know. I'll tell my younger self, man, I like, please, just one word, stop, you know. Stop doing what you're doing, man, because I look back on it, and there's a lot of stuff that I did that I wish I didn't. And I wish I had the guidance, you know. And now, man, I just say stop and focus. One thing, like school, you know, I kind of blew that off. But, yeah, I just tell them stop, man. And you just, like, you know, Keontae said, think about your future. Because it's really important.
Appreciate it.
I mean, like I said, I would slap myself silly because mm-hmm. I was doing so much so wrong. I would tell myself, think about your future. Think about the careers that you could get that could still pay you bank. And all you got to do is go to school. Just stay in school.
Daniel? Honestly, what I would tell myself is listen, because I didn't listen very much.
No, just learn from your mistakes and do better, you know, because only way you could move forward in life, man, if you learn from the first time, or, you know, pretty much going on with life, you learn something every day. Just learn from what you did, move on with it, and then, you know, just whatever dream you got, reach for it.
This is Nick Deasy. I'll probably tell myself to grow up, because I was being super childish, you feel me? I was throwing erasers in class, crumpling up paper, thinking I was in the NBA or something. Feel me? Like, I would have told myself to grow up way quicker than I did. And, yeah, that's it.
Hi, this is Shay. I wasn't on the show earlier. I just got here. Advice I'd give myself if I was a kid again. Ooh, there's a lot of advice I'd give myself. I think the thing I'd probably say to myself is be confident. You know, have that self-confidence, that self-love, that self-respect for yourself. Because if you don't, nobody else is going to have it for you.
It's Tady.
King J, man.
Lil Sage.
Daniel Baldovino.
Gabriel Olmos.
This is Nick Deasy.
And it's your boy Arong. If I give myself a piece of advice, it'd be just love fully and enjoy life. Don't take yourself too seriously. Thank you, Portland. We will see you next time.
We out here. Keep it real.
Shout out to all my brothers, man. Keezy, Seth, all them dudes back in Vancouver listening. Thank y'all, family, for listening to me, man. I appreciate y'all. Be back.
Most talk, but don't walk the path of the righteous. Despite this, I measure each step, walking closer to my final destination of death. When I'm laying to rest, I'm only saving my breath. The Northwest filled the lungs, kills the pain in my chest. Clutch the moment, a transfer in my hand, still listening. Looking out the window to the gold and the green. And the sun might be shining, but it's colder than it seems. Cause the weather's dialectical, there's no in between. In walks an old soul, a First Nation native cat, chiseled like a totem pole. No words as he stands.
The KABU Community Radio Artists in Residence Program application period is open. Every year, one artist or one collaborative group of artists will be awarded 20 hours of studio recording and production time with a KABU mixologist in order to create a piece of sound art that will be publicly presented at the end of the residency. The Artists in Residence Program is open to artists of all disciplines whose project proposals include sound as a major component. Applications for the KABU 2017 Artists in Residence are due Friday, April 7th. More information can be found at kabu.fm/kabuair2017.
KABU Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the We Can Listen, The Power of Being Heard event series happening monthly at the Old Church in Portland. This month, it takes place on Tuesday, April 11th at 7 p.m. This month, We Can Listen, The Power of Being Heard features Grammy-nominated recording artist Julianne Johnson, organizer of the